وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول ولا نبي إلا إذا تمنى ألقى الشيطان في أمنيته. That Allah, he said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he sent before you messengers and prophets. When he said and prophets, that means there's a difference between messenger and prophet. When he said Muhammad and Walid came into the masjid, they get into the masjid, that means Muhammad is not Walid. That's right. The difference between Muhammad and Walid, two different persons. When Allah said he sent messenger and prophets, that means there's messenger and prophet. They are not same. Is that clear? That's the first evidence. They said in Arabic, Al-Atfu yaqtadi al-mughayara. Al-mughayara. Yani, hada ghair hada. The second proof, they said, that there is hadith, Abi Dharr radiallahu anhu, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many prophets Allah sent? And how many messengers? Then he said, the prophets was something like, were something like, I forget the number exactly now, but 100,000 something. And 36 or something like that. And the messenger were 300 something. They were 300 something. So there's a different number. That means clearly there is a difference between the what? Prophet and messenger. What's the strongest opinion? Wallahu a'lam, the strongest opinion, in my opinion, is there is no difference between prophets and messengers. At all. And every time I'm reading in this issue, I'm wondering why the people try to figure out the difference between the prophet and messenger. How is that? Let me tell you. First of all, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He sent prophet and messenger, it doesn't mean prophet other than messenger. Because you read in the Quran, قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًا لِلَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَجِبْرِيلَ وَمِيكَالِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَدُوٌ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. Whoever was enemy to Allah's messengers and angels and Jibreel. Jibreel. It means Jibreel is different than angel. It doesn't mean that. When I said, MashaAllah, Ahmed came into the masjid. Ahmed, the smart guy, the good brother, it doesn't mean there's three brothers that get into the masjid. Just describe him in a different way. I give him name. So once Allah called Musa prophet, and other time he called him messenger. One time he called Hud messenger. In other verse he called him prophet. It doesn't mean there's two or there's different. No. He just gives him a name. It's just different way to call him. Like you call me Abu Abdurrahman, you call me Walid, you call me Ibn Khalid, Wild Khalid. Same thing. But in the end, I am one person. Is that clear? I don't know if you got what I'm trying to say. What about the hadith? Hadith Abi Dharr. I'll tell you, this hadith is totally weak. This hadith is very weak narration. We call it in Mustalah al-Hadith, Hadithun Munkar. Hadithun Munkar. We reject this hadith at all. Hadith Munkar, it means when a weak person narrates something different than the trust narration. He's a weak and he narrates something different than the other trust people. They narrated in other way, but he changed. The hadith, we call this munkar, rejected. We reject it. We don't accept it. It's very weak. If he narrate it without it changing it, we don't accept it. So if there is top people narrate the hadith without this number of prophets, the hadith itself, it has a lot of things correct. It's a very long hadith. Some of it is in Bukhari. But this hadith which saying the number of prophets and messenger, it's not in Bukhari, it's in Musnad al-Imam Ahmad and the Tabarani and Ibn Hibban, the Sahihi. But this number, particular number for the prophets and the messenger, it has been added from one person in the chain narration. One person, this person, Imam al-Bukhari said, his narration is very weak. قال Imam al-Bukhari, munkar al-hadith. Ibn Abi Hatim said, ليس بالقوي والنساء والنساء ضعفه جدا. All the scholars of hadith, he said, he's a very weak person. So this narration is not correct, is not authentic. We cannot build our opinion on a weak narration. Even though you might see some of the people saying it's hadith sahih or hasan. طيب, let's see. What about the just opinion we said? First of all, which one of this opinion who said the different, who make the difference, which one you think is the strongest opinion? I will start with it. Which the strongest opinion in the different, you think? The one who said the prophet, he wasn't ordered to deliver the message, or the prophet who came to just remind people about Sharia came before him, or the prophet who was sent to a believer? Which opinion you think is stronger in your mind? To remind. Because a lot of prophets were sent to this believer. What's the benefit from prophet to believer? They believe already. And when you check the Quran, Sunnah, a lot of prophets they sent to Bani Israel. And Bani Israel, they were not a believer. So, the strongest opinion may be the second one. They said the prophet is the person who sent to remind people about Sharia has been revealed before him. That's right? Following another prophet or another, following a messenger before him. Okay? In Sahih al-Bukhari, the Prophet ﷺ said, Adam is the first prophet. He said, Adam, listen. Adam is the first prophet. Adam, who's the messenger before Adam? Huh? No one. So I tell you, this opinion is weak. You understand now how to defend this opinion or to say it's wrong? It's clear hadith. Adam is the first prophet. And they're saying the prophet is the one who came after messenger. And Adam is the first one. There's no messenger before him. So that means prophet, it doesn't mean that at all. It's wrong. Is that clear, brothers and sisters? Say it again. Huh? Say it again. Yeah. They're saying, the prophet, he is, who's the prophet? They say the prophet is the one who was sent to remind the people about a messenger before him. They said, see, this is the prophet. When you hear prophet, that's the meaning. We told him, okay, Allah, the prophet said, Adam is the first prophet. And Adam, there's no messenger before him to remind. That means, the prophet doesn't mean that. It has another meaning. And whoever said that the prophet is the one, before we pass this point, all those who have this opinion, second opinion, they're saying all the prophets between Musa and Muhammad and Isa, they are prophets, they are not messenger. They are not a messenger. Because they were sent to Jew and they don't have a new book. They were using the Torah. We said, okay. When we read in the Quran, you will see Allah call those, they claim they are prophet only. Allah called him in the Quran a messenger. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, many times, a couple of times. أوكلما جاءكم رسول بما لا تهوى أنفسكم فريقا كذبتم وفريقا تقتلون. Allah saying to the Jew, when we sent you messengers, look the word, messengers. So they were messengers. The people they were sent to the Jews, they were messengers, not prophets as they claim. No, they are messengers. Allah called them messengers. And also Yusuf alayhi salam, we asked him, Yusuf is a messenger or prophet? They said he is prophet because he did come with a new book. He was following Musa's Sharia. Allah said, حَتَّى إِذَا هَلَكَ قُلْتُمْ لَا يَبْعَثَ اللَّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ رَسُولًا. Allah called him in the Quran a messenger, which is also reject this opinion that Yusuf, he was a messenger and he was not a new book. He has not a new book. Allah, he didn't send him a new book or a new Sharia. He was following Musa's Sharia, but Allah called him messenger. Right. The first opinion which they are saying, the prophet, the one who was received revelation from Allah, but he did it order to deliver it. Okay? This is also a weak opinion. Why? Because we will say, the scholar, is he allowed? Listen to me, brother. The scholar, is he allowed, when he has knowledge, to keep it from others? Huh? What's his punishment in the Day of Judgment? Huh? Allah will tie his mouth with fire, like, you know, the lijam. Lijam, you put it on the horse. Huh? Yeah, the rain. Rain? Yeah, rain. From fire around his face. If this is color, what about the Prophet? Allah sent him revelation, sent him wahi, sent him book, and he said, keep it for yourself and don't tell anybody about it. Doesn't make sense. What? And also we will say the Prophet ﷺ said in the Hadith al-Bukhari, Hadith ibn Abbas, Sahih al-Bukhari, that the Prophet will come in the Day of Judgment, some Prophet with a large number of people, some of them with couple of people, some of them with one, some of them with no one. No one will accept their da'wah, their mission, or their risalah, their message. Okay? So this also show you that the Prophet, he was sent to people to call them, to ask them to believe. And also it will show you the third opinion is weak, who is saying the Prophet was sent to believers, because those Prophets, they will come in the day after with no follower, nobody except their da'wah. So he was sent to non-Muslim, or they were sent to a disbeliever. He mentioned that Yusuf, he wasn't following Musa alayhi salam, because he's before Musa alayhi salam. But Yusuf, he didn't receive the new book, and he was not following, he was not sent with a new book. He was following Ibrahim alayhi salam, and with this also we call him messenger, not a prophet. Or you can call him prophet or messenger, since there is no difference. And I'm wondering, why are we looking for make difference between prophet and messenger? Why? The prophet is the messenger. The messenger is the prophet. Is what easy is that? It's really easy. But sometimes we try some color when they try to figure out the different to make it like the knowledge, make it more complicated, maybe. But it's easy to say it. There's no difference because there's no proof there's a difference. If you might say this to somebody, and he will say, no, there is a difference between prophets and messengers. Let me to say this in Arabic, then I will try to say it in English correct. Help me. There is a difference between... Oh, this means... في فرق بين النبوة والرسالة، ولا يوجد فرق بين النبي والرسول. There is no difference between the messenger and the prophet. But there is a difference between the prophecy and the message. Message. Or revelation. Wahi. Now, Risala. Yeah. Okay. What's the difference? You can imagine two steps, something guided to other, okay? When we say prophet, prophecy, it means he was received something from Allah. This in Arabic. النبوه من الانباء يعني انه نبئ اخبر يعني he was told something from Allah. The word prophet or prophecy, it means he was told. Okay? He was told. So the prophet was told something from Allah. What we call it? Revelation. Wahi. The message in Arabic, the message, it means you have something, you deliver it to others. That's right? I'm sending you as a messenger to take a message and give it to Brother Khalid, for example. Okay? So he is a messenger. That means he was told, then he delivered. You with me? Huh? So the first step in prophecy is Nabuwa. The first step is Nabuwa. It's that he will be receiving the revelation. The second step is deliver the message. A brother is a student of knowledge. Okay? But maybe I look him at him as a scholar. But other he look him at student of knowledge. Huh? Is that right? Maybe might. Huh? Is that right? You look to some person as student of knowledge, other look at him as scholar. You can say he's a student of knowledge and same time he is scholar. It doesn't mean the scholar. عالم العلم the scholarship. Huh? The knowledge is something which comes from a scholar. The knowledge is different than seeking knowledge, that's right. But here in Abdullah they are one person. He has knowledge and he's seeking knowledge, but he's not two persons, he's one person. You understand what I'm saying? So the prophet, he was told and he was sent. Told is something and sent is other thing. But it doesn't mean they are two, he's only one. So the first step when Allah wants to send somebody, he told him, he sent his revelation to him. Then he asked him to deliver the message. When this person, he fights against the disbeliever a lot. He has a lot of dialogue. He faced him a lot. There's a lot of story in the Quran about him that he's delivering the message. He's making dialogue, arguing with the kuffar. You will usually use the word messenger because this meaning is very clear in his mission that he is facing the other. When the prophet, sometimes the Quran Allah call him prophet, why? Because a lot of people accept his da'wah. He wasn't sent so far away, he only around the people around him. So usually we use the word prophet, Nabi. This is the secret for us to use prophet and messenger sometimes in the Quran. If you understand this, nobody come to me and ask me, Shaykh, there is hadith, sahih, authentic hadith, that Nuh is the first messenger. And you're saying there's no difference between messenger and prophet. So in this case, he shouldn't be the first. He should be second, because Adam before him. We said, no. Adam, there is no one around him that time, non-Muslim. He was told a revelation. He was told rules. And he starts teaching his son. But the people doesn't turn to disbelieve until Nuh's time came. So the meaning of delivering the message facing the kuffar, that doesn't get clear until Nuh alayhi salam times come. I hope this is clear to understand, make you understand the meaning of Nuh is the first messenger. Anyway, if you didn't get understand all this, there's no problem. Allah is not going to ask you on the day of judgment what's different between prophets and messengers. And also in the grave, you're not going to. But this is, it tell you, show you how the beauty of knowledge, how the scholars think, how they look at the hadith, the evidence, how they can use the evidence, and how they can understand the verses, the different verses. So this is whoever was able to understand it and enjoy it, yani he can go more and more study, inshallah, in knowledge. I don't want to spend more than this in this issue. Who's the prophet? The scholar said the prophet, he is a female. He's a male. No. He's a male. So the prophet, he has to be male. There is no prophet female. The only, as I know, two scholars, have their own opinion in this, was the Shadd. They said there is a woman's prophet, and they said Maryam and Musa's mother, they are prophets because they were received revelation, wahi. And that's not right, because the word wahi in the Quran, it doesn't mean revelation all the time. It means yani she was told. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he told the pea, nahal, the nahal. It doesn't mean he sent revelation to nahal, nahal became prophet. No. Also when he said, awhayna ila ummi Musa, that he sent wahi to Umm Musa, doesn't mean she became prophet. And also look to this verse in the Quran about Isa alayhi salam. Isa is a prophet, a messenger, but Allah, when he described him and his mother, he said, وَأُمُّهُ صُدِّيقَةٌ, righteous. If she is a prophet, he will call her prophet, because prophecy is higher than righteous. Is that right? But Allah called her, she's a righteous, because she didn't reach this level which a prophecy. And he said that Isa is a prophet, but his mother, she is a righteous person. وَأُمُّهُ صَدِّيقَةٌ. So the first condition for the prophet, that he is a male. Al-Hasan al-Basr, there is a prophet among the jinn. There's two different opinions between the scholars, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, he mentioned the Quran as it's in the translation, when the jinn and ins will enter to the hellfire, the angel will tell them, will ask them, didn't you receive messengers from Allah? So this is, it shows you that they receive messengers from jinn and from ins. And also jinn is a creation. Allah is going to ask them in the day of judgment. So if he's going to ask them, that means he should have rule, sharia. And in this case, as you know, the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, he was sent to the human being and the jinn. And that means the prophets before him, they were not sent to the both creations. Because one of his specialist matter, that he was sent to the jinn and ins. But Musa, he was sent to the ins, to the human being only. He wasn't sent to the jinn. The Prophet Muhammad, he was sent to the human being and jinn. Did he deliver the message to the jinn? Yes, he did. He went to the jinn in their place. As Hadith ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, a very famous hadith, he went there and he read the Quran on them. And he read Surah Ar-Rahman. And every verse when he say, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, which one of the Allah's blessing on you deny? They cry, the jinn, while they're healing the Prophet ﷺ. They're crying and they said, we swear by Allah, we didn't deny any one of our Lord's blessing. لَيْسَ بِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّنَا نُكَذِّبُ. And they listened to him when he was praying in the valley, and they listened to the Quran, they came back, they said, we listened to somebody recite verses as Musa, as the verses of Musa alayhi salam. So, this really a different evidence, a very big or strong opinion that the jinn used to have messengers. And some scholars said, no, they do not have a messenger prophet. They only asking about the messenger and prophet they were sent to the human being. Also, Hassan al-Basri said, Allah never sent a messenger from the bad ones. لَمْ يُرْسِلُ اللَّهُ نَبِيًّا مِنَ الْبَعْدِيَةِ. They were not the prophets, bad ones, prophets. He never sent a prophet, he was a bad one. No. All of them, it's from village. All the prophets, from village. And this is acceptable from all the scholars. I never read this. Anybody has a different opinion on this. No, just I'm saying that this scholar said that. Also, the prophet, he is a person who is righteous. He is not committing major sin. Is he practicing minor sin? It might happen to him that he did a minor sin, but he didn't continue in doing it. ليس مصر على الصغائر لا يفعل صغيرة باستمرار. And some scholars said the prophet, he didn't commit any sin. معصوم, مش معصوم بالإنجليزي. Infallible. The strongest opinion that the prophet infallible from delivering or making mistakes in the Sharia, in the revelation. Because the Sharia was saved. Allah, He will not send messenger to change the ayat or change the verses. No. He delivered the message as it is. All the prophets. They did a minor sin, that some scholars said they might did, like for example, Nuh alayhi salam, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something he shouldn't ask, when he asked about his son, and Allah warned him, and he said, إِنِّي أَعِذُكَ أَن تَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Some scholars said it's not sin, but it's something, it's not the best he should do. And also the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, Allah many times in the Quran عاتبه, correct him, warn him. I don't know if we can use this, blame him. عاتبه, blame him. Can we use this word? عاتبه. In many times, And sometimes, like 3 or 4 times in the Quran, like for example, when this blind man, poor man came, and the Prophet ﷺ, he didn't care much about him, he cared about other people. He thought those people, they came enter to Islam, it will be more beneficial for Muslims. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he warned him, he said it wasn't right. And also, when he asked the Sahaba about the after Badr, what he should do with the kuffar, he has some kuffar, they got kuffar, they should kill them or free them, or they should free them and take money instead of that. Abu Bakr and the Prophet ﷺ said, we should let them go and pay us money. But Umar said, no, you should kill them. But the Prophet ﷺ, he saw full mercy. He goes with Abu Bakr's opinion. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a very hard ayat, subhanAllah, very strong ayat, saying, no, you should, ما كان لنبي أن يكون له أسرى حتى يسخن في الأرض. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent ayat saying that he shouldn't let them to go. He should kill them. And the Prophet ﷺ said after that, if there is a Prophet after me, he will be Umar. And also, when the Prophet ﷺ stood up cursing, one month, every day he cursed them in the prayer. Allah sent ayat saying, don't curse them. Don't curse them. Just leave them. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will if he won't guide them or not. ليس لك من الأمر شيء أو يتوب عليهم أو يعذبهم ليس لك من الأمر شيء. Don't involve in this. Just leave them. Don't curse anybody. You should deliver the message. But he cursed them because they were very harsh Muslims. They killed the Qurra, the Prophet's companion, while they were teaching. Allah, the Prophet sent 70 persons to teach the Qur'an. But those Ra'al and the Kawan tribe, they kill all the Qurra. And the Prophet was so angry with them, and he started praying and asking Allah that he cursed and he destroyed them. Also, the Prophet, they have the highest station. Are they better than the angels or not? We don't need to go through this, because there's no benefit from saying that. The strongest opinion in this, which is in from a view where they have, as a human being, they might commit sins or not, they are better than angels, because angels only doing the right thing, they were creating like this. As I believe Sheikh Yasser mentioned this morning. And the prophets, they are the highest station. Why I'm saying that? Because you will see the Shia, for example, saying the Imam is better than the Imam, the 12 Imam stations, better than the prophets. Like Al-Khomeini, he said in his book, Al-Hukuma Al-Islamiyya, إِنَّ لِأَئِمَّتِنَا مَقَامًا لَا يَبْلُغُهُ مَلَكٌ مُقَرَّبٌ وَلَا نَبِيٌّ مُرْسَلٌ. He said, Al-Khomeini, you know Al-Khomeini, that our imams, they are on a station, this station, the angels or the prophets, they didn't reach this station. The station of imam is higher than the angels and the prophets. Also, we're saying that because the Sufi people, they said, the wali is better than the Nabi. The Awliya, like person his wali, they are better than the Awliya, better than the Prophets. مقام النبوة في برزخ فويق الرسول ودون الولي. يقول ابن العربي, one of the a very famous Sufism, and his type of Sufis, which is the Akufar, because Sufism is different levels. Some of them, they have some bid'ah, major or minor bid'ah. Some of them, they are Kufar, Murtaddin. But this one of the Kufar, he was killed by the Muslims ruler at that time, because he was Zindiq. He said, مقام النبوة في برزخ. The Prophet is in a station above the messenger, but it's under the wali station. So the wali is above everything. And they said the awliya'ullah is better than Allah's Prophet. Allah, when He sent the prophets, He sent them with miracles. And usually Allah sends the miracles matching the type of people like they were sent to. Isa alayhi salam in his time, the people wasn't trusting in medical. They thought they reached the highest level of medical. You read in the history, at that time, people interesting about medical. So, he was sent with miracles like what? He cured the blind person. The dead person. Give him a life by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will and permission. You see? In Musa alayhi salam's time, the people were interested in what? Magic. Allah give him signs, miracles. It's not like a magic. It's different than magic. Like what? Like he turned all the water to blood. Blood. Frogs and everywhere. They sleep, frogs. Under the pillow, of frogs. And the everywhere, frogs. Bugs kill them. It's a hand lighting hand. It's like light. Stick turned to snake. Eat the other steak or the raw or whatever they brought. It's like, it's not kind of magic. It's amazing. The Prophet ﷺ, when he said, he was sent to people, they claim themselves they are the bitter people in poetry and talk and Allah sent the Quran. And people think the Prophet ﷺ, he was only give this miracle, which is the Quran. No, he was give a lot of miracles. Like one of his miracles that in Shiqaq al-Qamar, they ask him, why did bring us some miracles like Musa and Isa, something we can see. Talk, yani Quran, we don't know, it's not that clear. Like in Isa alayhi salam, he can list the dead person, he gave him a life, Allah permission, and he cured the blind person, something you can see. Huh? They said, they claimed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know what he said? If I brought something like that, you will believe? He said, yes, we will. He said, okay. He pointed to the moon, and it was full moon, and the moon was separate two parts. Two parts from the middle. And they saw the mountain of Uhud between these two parts. What is more than that? Is there anything more than that? Wallah, it's better than all others. It's the clearest thing. You know what they said? Here's a magician. Here's a magician. They said that. By the way, I heard once Sheikh Zindani doing this thing that now today in this century, they find out that the moon was separate from the middle. While they're making some research about the moon, they said there's in the middle like a line that show the moon was separate before. And some of them claim that might some shihab, yani meteor hit him before and separate something. He said when they told me that, I told him no, why is that? And they told them the hadith and they were very surprised. And he's mentioned that in one of his states. And also you have to know, the Prophet's miracle, there's nothing similar to it. Allah give the Prophet's miracle. He gave the righteous people sometimes karamat. Karama. And he gave the evil people magic. And this three things is something unusual. Magic is unusual, huh? Like a man, you know that hadith, Jundub, that there's a man came to the Khalifa, and he said, I can make a magic. He said, what? He said, I kill somebody, he take the sword, and he cut the neck. You can see the neck there, and he said, come back, the neck came back to the person. And the Khalifa, the Imam, the ruler, was surprised. He asked Jundub, radiallahu anhu, one of the Prophet's companions, come here to see this man. It's something, look at the Tawheed when it comes to the heart. He looked at them and he did it. And he said to the neck, come back, the head come back again to the body. The ruler was surprised. And the magician so proud by himself. He didn't wait, Jundub radiallahu anhu. You know what he did? He took his sword and he cut the magician's head. And he told the Khalifa, let him to return himself. I hear the Prophet ﷺ said, the magician punishment is, you should cut his neck. Cut his head off. See the Tawheed he has, he didn't surprise, oh how he did that. Now he's thinking about Iman, about Aqidah. He's saying, no, that magic is something unusual. Can happen. Are they similar? No. The magic only happened with evil people. There is no righteous person he can be magician. There's no righteous people he can be magician. I told a brother once in New Village, in one country, actually in Riyadh, we found one masjid one time. All the masahif in the masjid was collected together and somebody dirt the masjid, make it dirty. He urine on the in the masahif, in the Quran, did a lot. He used it as a bathroom everywhere. It was so bad. And people came to Fajr surprised. And finally, after the police investigations, they find out this man who did this is a magician. The jinn told them, we're not going to serve you until you became a disbeliever to prove that you are a kafir. And he did that to prove that to them. The jinn, the shayateen will never, the evil will never serve somebody, give them this magic until he became a disbeliever. So this unusual thing happened with the magician for bad people, for evil people. Righteous people, they never ask for karama. They never ask for something unusual. It happens to them. Or they might ask for it to prove the deen they are carrying. Like who? Like Khalid ibn al-Walid, when they were fighting, Musaylama said to him, if you are on the right, for the true deen, true religion, prove it to me. He took the poison, the sum. He said, Allahumma, in kana hadha deenaka deena haqq, fa inna hadha summa la yadurruni. He said, I swear by Allah, if this a true religion, you will not, like, disappoint me. You will not let this poison to kill me. I'm going to do it just to prove to them. And he drank the poison. He drank the poison. And nothing happened to him. It's a miracle, but it's not mu'jiza. It's a miracle, it's karama. We call it karama. And also, when they went to Bahrain, to the east, western side in Arabia, Red Arab Peninsula, in Bahrain, they walk on the water. The whole army, the horses, the camels, the riders, the who's walking, all of them with Al-Ala ibn al-Hadrami. And when the people in the castle, when they saw them walking, moving in the water, they said, they are not human beings, they are jinn or something. They surrendered. They said, And it happened again with the Muslim soldier when? When? Again in Faris, when they opening Iraq and Iran. Same thing happened to them. And a lot of karamat, it's very famous about the Salihin. Some of them, one of them once, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something and Allah accepted his dua just right in the same moment. Okay, somebody said, we get confused now between miracles and karamat for righteous people and the magician. We said, no. The miracles, what Allah gave it to the prophets, it's the highest, it's the top, it's in the top. Even the karamat, the unusual thing happened to the righteous people, it's not similar to the miracles. For example, walking on the water or flying in the sky, drinking poison to be there in one moment, like Umar, he saw the people while he making khutbah in Medina, he saw them in Sham or Iraq. This is can happen. Some creation can do it. Like poison snake has poison and doesn't hurt them. Flying the third flying. You know, some creations can do this thing. Jinn can go very fast and back again. But look at the Prophet's miracles. There's no creation can do it. Like, give a life to a dead person. Like to turn a stick to a snake. It's impossible. It doesn't happen to any one of the righteous people. It's only for the prophets. This is one of the different scholars said, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, said between the miracles and the karamat. And the ulama said a very nice word, I like it. They said, كُلُّ كَرَامَةٍ لِلْوَلِي فَهِيَ مُعْجِزَةٌ لِلنَّبِي. Every single karama, you know karama, what is good, what unusual thing happened to the righteous people. Every single karama, it's in fact a miracle to prove that prophet, this prophet is a prophet. He's a prophet. How it comes? Because this righteous person, how he received this karama? Answer me. By following the prophet. So he receives it because he's following the prophet. So, that's a proof the prophet is a prophet, because whoever's following him, Allah will bless him with this karamat. The ulama said, don't ever be asking for karama, but you should asking for istiqama. لا تكن طالبا للكرامة وكن طالبا للاستقامة. Don't be looking for the karama, the unusual thing to happen to you. No. You be always looking, your consider is to become and to stay straight in Islam, to practice Islam right. And Allah, He might bless you, He might not. Shaykh al-Islam said, when you read in the history, karamat, you will find the karamat in the third generation, fourth generation, fifth generation in Islam, more than the first and second generation. Isn't that amazing? Something strange. Huh? Why is that? He said, Sahaba more righteous than the Tabi'in. Shaykh al-Islam said, because karama, the unusual thing happened, it happens for the person to give him full trust. To let him feel trust and rest in his heart. And the Sahaba, because their iman was so strong, they don't need for any unusual thing to happen to them. They don't need it. But Allah give it for a person who is facing some problem, who has some doubt. He might show him some karama so he would be more strict. And also Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah was asked once, why is the Tatar, those people who attack the Muslim country, they have a lot of unusual things happen to them. And Muslims, they don't have this kind of power and stuff like that. And he said, if you put one white cow with thousands of black cows, it will be very clear. With a thousand black cows, white one between the black is very clear. He said, because those people, they are very, very, the disbelievers, so they commit shirk and sins a lot. He was asked why one of them, one Muslim is there, he feel himself there with the Tatar, very strong, very good Muslim, but when he came to Muslim's country, he feel himself like, not that strong, his iman is not that strong. He said, because you are there, between the kuffar, between the bad people, the evil people, he looks like this one white cow with hundreds or with 1,000 black cows. So you are very, obvious, huh? But it's still a cow. But when you come to the us, you come to the righteous people, your iman, when you compare it to righteous people, is not that high. It's the same thing here. Some brother here, he think himself Sheikh al-Islam in America. MashaAllah. He think himself like he's mufti, he's qadi, he's judge. He know everything. Since he go to any Muslim country, he feel this. He look to others, I don't know anything. There's a lot for people move to this country. After a while, because here he has a position. Everybody look at him, imam, mashallah, imam, sheikh, half of it. But he go back home, he's just a regular person. Because you are here in a society which is not that us, but there, still a Muslim country, still a lot of good things. It depends. Finally, I would like to finish the... I told you, prophecy is very wide issue, very long. We didn't talk yet about what's the special thing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plus our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. We didn't talk yet about the miracles of the prophets in detail and the books. But anyway, what we should know, what we should believe is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last prophet. He is like the seal, Khatam, seal. Khatam, Khatam? Ring. Khatam is ring. Look at this. Just give me a minute. The Prophet ﷺ said, Ana Khatam al-Anbiya. He looks like the ring for the Prophet. There are some people who claim that there's other prophet after Muhammad. This is a funny story, you will like it, I'm sure. They said, the Prophet, when he said that he's Khatam, Khatam is a ring, it doesn't mean that he is the last. No, it means he is Khatam because the ring is the most beautiful thing woman can wear. It's beautiful, more beautiful than earring, than necklace, than... it's the most beautiful thing. So the Prophet Muhammad is the most beautiful prophet. He is the best prophet. It doesn't mean he's the last prophet. See how they changed the hadith? And the answer is, Khatam, it means ring. But you know what ring means? Ring means, here, I don't know if you know that or not, or over some country, maybe you don't know that. The Prophet ﷺ used to have a ring or not? When he had a ring? When? You know when? When he started sending message to the other countries. He used a ring. Why? To stamp the message or the message. It's like signature, but they don't have signature at that time. They stamp, seal. So the ring, they use it for sealing. Okay? And the Prophet ﷺ ring was like this. Is that right? Allah, shall I didn't know. Say it right. Allah, first line. Rasul, second line. Muhammad, third line. Why is that? We read it like this, from down to up. Muhammad Rasulullah. He didn't write in the regular way because he didn't want his name to be above Allah's name. From his respect for sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respect Allah's name, so he didn't put it in the third line. He put it above, then he put his name down. He reads it from down to up. Muhammad Rasulullah. Okay? This is the way which the Prophet ﷺ ring was. He was sealed the message by his ring. Where you put the seal in the letter? In the end. Anything come after the seal, nobody considers. Mind something you added to it. So anyone came after the Prophet ﷺ is not acceptable. You see the beauty of this word ring? It's very beautiful way to explain that he is the last messenger. It shows you that anyone after him is not approval. It shows you anyone after the seal is not considered as a messenger. He's liar. Also, it tells you that he is the best because the ring is a beauty. Also, it has this meaning. And also, the Prophet ﷺ said, لا نبي بعدي. Some Ahmadi Qadiani said, one Qadiani guy, he called himself La. He said, my name is La. So the hadith is, لا نبي بعدي. يعني لا is a person. He is a prophet after me. It's like this. لا means no. No prophet after me. He said, my name is no. So the word is no prophet after me. يعني no is a person like Ahmad, the prophet after me. He changed the hadith. They have another trick. Be careful. Some group of Shia also have it. They said, لا نبي بعدي. Look at this trick. لا نبي. The narration is لا نبي. It's just to change from ضمة, from فتحة to ضمة only. فتحة to ضمة. That's it. He didn't change anything. Why did he change it? Anybody know? The subject became totally different. You know what? In Arabic, when you said لا رجل في الدار, لا رجل في الدار, ضمة, no man in the house, and you open the door, you find 10 men. He lied or not? He lied or not? No, it's not. Because in Arabic, if you put dhamma, it means there is no one, maybe more than one. But if you said, la rajulan fi dar, with fatha, it means there is no one inside. One or two or three, it's no one. So with fatha, it means in Arabic, there is no one. But with dhamma, you only say there is no one person. It might be two or three or four. So it's in Arabic, it's the meaning different. So you can use this sometimes if somebody wants you, and your wife, she won't say he's not here. It's her to la rajulun, and there's two inside. It's in Arabic. La rajulun. So they changed the word, and they said the meaning of hadith became changed. La nabiyya ba'di, it means there is no prophet after me. But if you say لا نبي, it means there is no only one prophet after me. There might be three or four or five, six. They change the whole meaning. But then the ulama said, no, that's wrong. It's لا نبي نافية للجنس ليست نافية للوحدة. لأن الله في لغة العرب تكون إما نافية للجنس وإما تكون نافية للوحدة. وإذا كانت نافية للوحدة فما بعدها مرفوع وأما إذا كانت نافية للجنس فما بعدها موصوب. This is something in Arabic we couldn't translate. But for the whoever know about grammar, Arabic grammar, he will يعني get benefit from this inshallah. Anyway, this is the most important thing to know, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last messenger, and there is no messenger after him. No one can receive revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and no book will send after him. And he is the messenger for all the human beings up to the day of judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us and make us believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And believing in Muhammad, that you believe that he is the messenger, the last messenger, the one you should follow, the one you love most than anything else, more than yourself, more than your kids, more than your wealth, more than your wife, more than your husband. You love Muhammad more than anybody else. You carry about his sunnah. You never reject his sunnah. You never say, oh, it's sunnah, who cares? No, you only love him, love to follow him, love to meet him. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And also, it means believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there is no prophet after him. There is no one has right to be followed in every single matter except him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. You didn't reject his, what he said, reject his order, deny his rights on you. No, you should love him from the bottom of your heart. And showing this love by your actions, by following his sunnah, النبي by his sunnah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Also that you have to believe that he delivered the message complete. He didn't hide anything. He didn't keep secret from ummah. He delivered it all. So we're not allowed to say there's anything else left. If somebody said Isa alayhi salam, he's gonna come down from the sky in the end of the world, and you think Muhammad is the last prophet, so how come Isa, who will came after Muhammad, and he's the prophet? We're saying he will not be sent down as a messenger. He will not be sent down to teach people, to ask people to follow. He will be sent down following Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he will pray behind one of our Muslims' brothers that day in the Bayt al-Maqdis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who believe in the Prophet and know the rights for them and fulfill it. وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والله أعلم.